Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Fraudsters are becoming more and more sophisticated. And we often think seniors are more likely to fall victim to these scams. But data from Ipsos and Home Equity Bank has found boomers are no more likely to be victimized than any other generation. To bring more awareness to Canadians on how to stay safe online, Home Equity Bank has developed this online quiz to help people test their scam sense. To talk about the quiz and the latest in fraud, I'm joined by Vivian Gauci, Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer at Home Equity Bank. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
I did the quiz. I was happy with how I did on the quiz, actually, but I have to take so many of these training courses at work, so I better have done okay. Tell us more about some of the things that you're testing in this quiz.
Well, I'm glad to hear you did well, Bruce, and that's what we're seeing is that people are doing well, but sometimes they're surprised. And so what we were trying to do with our scam sense test was trying to help educate people on what some of the common themes and topics and some of the signs that they should be looking out for when faced with a potential fraud situation. So we know that knowledge is power. Educating yourself is the number one thing you can do to protect yourself from potential frauds and scams. And we thought, why don't we create this quiz to make it a bit more fun for people to test their own knowledge and learn while they're at it.
So I said I did well on that, but you track results across demographics. What have you learned in terms of looking at those results? Or how are people doing on the quiz?
Well, it's pretty incredible, Bruce. We did this survey where we looked at Canadians and we tested to see what people thought would be the outcome in terms of people who are most likely to be scammed. And what wasn't surprising is that 2 out of every 3 people believe that older Canadians are the most likely scam victims. And our past research has shown us that they indeed tend to be very highly targeted. But what we found, the surprising finding, was that the reality is that it's the youngest Canadians who tend to engage in some of the riskiest behaviors online that puts them at risk. So they might be connecting to public Wi-Fi without watching out for, you know, any potential hazards. They'll be using things like autofill for credit card information, passwords, or using the same password for multiple accounts. So while it is true that older generations tend to be very highly targeted, and while everybody believes that they're the most likely to be scammed, what we found was it was actually older generations who are least likely to engage in some of this risky behavior.
Very interesting.
And they're always constantly on guard and worried about their safety while they're online.
Very interesting. One of the questions on the test that I got correct, but I totally guessed. It was AI-generated photos. Why was this something that we should be learning more about?
Well, it's incredible to see what is happening right now in the world of AI. And rightfully so, most Canadians are saying in this survey, they're saying that they are worried about AI technologies. So 4 out of every 5 Canadians did say they are worried about AI technologies, the emergence of AI technologies, because it is so difficult to identify what's real and what isn't given an AI image. So it's one of those things that we have to watch out for that is emerging as one of the tools that fraudsters are using. They're using AI to imitate voices. They're using AI to imitate images. And so it is one of those emerging types of fraud that we all have to be mindful of.
Where does this go, the AI evolution or revolution in terms of scams? Like I am continually surprised. As you look at where AI plays here, are there futurists who are predicting calamity ahead?
Well, I like to think of the glass as half full, Bruce. So I like to think that AI technology will help improve our overall situation, and there's a lot of good that can be had from AI technologies. But the reality is that people who are likely to, you know, try and defraud others will also use these AI tools, and they'll use them for not so great reasons. So I do think that we as a population need to become better educated and more aware of the potential of these tools to be able to defraud and to scam others. We're seeing instances now, for example, where video is starting to be created, and you know, you can upload 30 seconds of you speaking into a camera, and then all of a sudden an AI technology is able to create a whole video of you based on a script that you produce, and all of a sudden here you are on camera saying things that you haven't actually said,
right?
But it actually looks like you.
Oh my
so
gosh.
The technology is advancing at quite a clip, and so it's important for all of us to stay aware and to stay in touch with how this technology is evolving so that we can be prepared just in case things seem to not quite line up or be off.
This quiz and your survey are kind of the latest in your focus on fraud. You've got lots of material on your website. You've got a 4-part series to catch the scam, the CRA scam, the lottery scam, the romance scam, the grandparent scam. Really helpful for people to educate themselves on those basics. The one that people probably, that I certainly have talked less about though, is home improvement scams. You did a whole webinar on this. What are some things that you would want people to be aware of when it comes to home improvement?
Again, education is key here, Bruce. So if somebody's coming to your door and trying to sell you something that you don't think you necessarily need, just be mindful. Don't be afraid to comparison shop. So something that looks like a piece of technology that's going to help improve your overall, for example, heating efficiency or your water usage efficiency. This is all great. Obviously, this is something that all of us should aspire to do from a environmentally consciousness perspective. But it's important for us to not rush to sign anything and not rush to commit to anything. There's nothing wrong with you taking a pause and saying, okay, wonderful, thank you very much. I will get back to you, right? And then this is where you can do your homework. You can ask around, does this price seem right for what this person is selling me? Does it make sense for me to be installing this right now? Do I really need this? So when it comes to home improvement scams, your best friends are usually time and knowledge, educating yourself and making sure that you can actually go and do your own homework as to what it is that people are proposing to you. There's nothing wrong with you taking a pause and telling somebody that you'll have to get back to them.
I was the victim of identity theft about 18 months ago. And there were two things that really surprised me. And it was horrible and took forever to figure out. But the first thing that surprised me was how it was almost entirely my responsibility to lead the resolution. Like there was the websites out there and the institutions were okay, but I was captain on getting this thing resolved for myself. The second thing was the weaknesses that we have in this country in terms of reporting and prosecuting the fraudsters themselves. So we do have the Anti-Fraud Center, but what's your best advice to people who have been victims? What can they do about it?
Well, this is one of those areas where it is difficult, Bruce. I completely agree with you. There's you know, you are a little bit on your own and you have to advocate for yourself if you have been a victim of identity theft. But I would recommend a few things. First, obviously do report it to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre. They keep an eye on trends. They do overall reporting on what it is that is happening. And they help educate Canadians on what they should be looking out for. Report it to the police and to your financial institutions as well, because they can give you the resources and the guidance that you need in order to help remedy. And of course, in the case of identity theft specifically, going to the credit bureaus, because of course, what you want to make sure is that you're not further victimized. Yeah. So you want to make sure that they're putting alerts on their accounts so that people can't access more credit in your name, for example.
And take some patience pills, because it's going to take some time to resolve.
Lots of time, yes.
Vivian, thanks for your insight today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce. And if anybody else wants to test their scam sense and find out how unscammable they might be, I encourage them all to visit chip.ca/fraud to see how unscammable you are.
That's great. Vivian Gauci, Senior Vice President, Chief Marketing Officer at Home Equity Bank, joined us to talk about both the resources that they have on fraud and also a quick, simple, what's not that simple? I'll say simple to use test, maybe not simple to excel at.